1. Time wasters. Those things that can be ignored with little or no consequence. Common time wasters include meetings, discussions, phone calls, and email that are unimportant. 2. Time consumers. Repetitive tasks or requests that need to be completed but often interrupt high-level work. Here are a few you might know intimately. Reading and responding to email, making and returning phone calls, customer service, order status, product assistance, etc. Financial or sales reporting, personal errands, all necessary repeated actions and tasks. 3. Empowerment failures. Instances where someone needs approval to make something small happen. Here are just a few. Fixing customer problems, lost shipments, damaged shipments, malfunctions, etc. Customer contact, cash expenditures of all types. Let's look at the prescriptions for all three in turn. Time wasters. Become an ignoramus. The best defense is a good offense. Dan Gable, Olympic gold medalist in wrestling and the most successful coach in history. Personal record, 299-6-3 with 182 pins. Time wasters are the easiest to eliminate and deflect. It is a matter of limiting access and funneling all communication toward immediate action. First, limit email consumption and production. This is the greatest single interruption in the modern world. 1. Turn off the Audible alert if you have one on Outlook or a similar program, and turn off automatic send-receive, which delivers email to your inbox as soon as someone sends them. 2. Check email twice per day, once at 12 noon or just prior to lunch, and again at 4 p.m. 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. are times that ensure you will have the most responses from previously sent email. Never check email first thing in the morning. This habit alone can change your life. It seems small, but has an enormous effect. Instead, complete your most important task before 11 a.m. to avoid using lunch or reading email as a postponement excuse. Before implementing the twice-daily routine, you must create an email autoresponse that will train your boss, coworkers, suppliers, and clients to be more effective. I would recommend that you do not ask to implement this. Remember one of our 10 commandments: beg for forgiveness, don't ask for permission. If this gives you heart palpitations, speak with your immediate supervisor and propose to trial the approach for 1 to 3 days. Cite pending projects and frustration with constant interruptions as the reasons. Feel free to blame it on spam or someone outside of the office. Here is a simple email template that can be used. Greetings, friends or esteemed colleagues.